Yes.
Is it correct that name and form and consciousness cannot be separated, contact feeling can't be separated, and becoming and birth? Is that correct? That they can't be, those links can't be interrupted or separated?
If you look at the Pali Canon, there's about 9 different ways that the links of the dependent origination are spelled out. The Mahanidana Sutta, the great discourse on causation, it talks about the nama rupa and vijnana leaning upon each other. It sort of turns back upon itself. It doesn't go back to sankhara and avijja. It describes other places it goes earlier in the process, other places it extends beyond dukkha and turns into a whole kind of description of how that affects society. So there's a number of different recensions. So you can't say that there's a fixed relationship between any two links. The 24 causal relations, when we do that funeral chanting, the hetupachayo, aramanapachayo, so that's what's called the conditional relations. That's the 24 different ways that the links of that whole process can relate to each other. And so you can't really say these two are inseparable. Sometimes they lean upon each other, but other ways, different teachings, different circumstances, then that might be realistically described to stand alone. There's a lot of overlap. In a very simple expression, you get in the, I think it's the shorter collection of questions and answers. The question is, feeling, perception, and consciousness, are they conjoined or disjoined? And the response is that they are conjoined, not disjoined, because that which you feel, you perceive, that which you perceive, you cognize. And so that in that dialogue, I think it's between Sariputta and Mahakotita?
No.
It's the other one, between Dhammadina and Visakha.
Dhammadina
and Visakha.
43.
Thank you. Between the Arahant nun Dhammadina and her former husband Visakha. In that dialogue, it's fairly informally stated. You can't really separate them out. As has been said a few times, the Buddha didn't teach in an absolutely fixed categorical way that this term always means this and it always relates to other things in this particular way. It's more of the Abhidhamma Procrustean, putting everything in boxes. The flow and feel of the suttas depends on the circumstance, depends on the particular expression. But also, it should be said that when Lumpo Sumato was teaching every winter retreat from, I think it was 87, 88, 89, 90, all of those winter retreats, he talked about dependent origination most of the time. Often it was like taking a particular link and spending 2 or 3 weeks just looking at that, exploring that, feeling it out, and getting a sense, mapping that onto your own practice, your own experience. What does the word vijnana mean? What does the word namarupa mean? How do they relate to each other? Or feeling and craving, how do they relate to each other? And that was really, really helpful. You can be amazed how Lumpo could spend 3 weeks on avicca, paccaya, sankhara, and there's still more to be said. Yes.
I find it astounding.
But it was really helpful because you say, okay, when I hear that word, when I think of that word, what association does it have? What's the referent in this mind for that word? And then you realize, oh, I just remember the word. I don't really have a sense of what it's pointing to, what it's referring to. Okay, let's explore that. Let's pick that up. And that was a really helpful use of the field of the winter retreat time to take those particular areas and get a sense, a felt sense for the meaning of particular words, particular relationships. And then when you came across a link or like Tanha Upadana Bhava or Salayatana Pasavedana or Avijja Paccaya Sankhara, in whatever, in one sort of section, you go, I've got no idea what that's talking about at all. Just say, okay, right now that's a foggy area. That's a blurry section of the picture. And just not to fill that up or try to figure it out, but just to say, okay, well, that's really not clear what that is. And to just let that sit there and then over time slowly get more and more familiar with the terms and watching your own experience, your mind, and then, oh, you know, a year or so later, it can be, that's what it's talking about, aha. And sometimes it can be quite a long time before those particular elements really take shape.